So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 18, that's it, and text 13. Kindly repeat. Harir. He Saksad Bhagavan Saririnam Atma Jasanam Eva Toyam Ipsitam Hitva Mahams Tam Yadi Sajate Grihe Tada Mahatvam Vayasa Dampatinam. Harir hi sakshad Bhagavan saririnam. Harir hi sakshad Bhagavan saririnam. Atma jasanam ivatoyam ipsitam. Atma jasanam ivatoyam ipsitam. Hitva mahamstam yadit sadyate grihe. Hitva mahamstam yadit sadyate grihe. Tada mahatvam vayasatam dampatinam. Tada mahatvam vayasatam patinam. Harir hi sakshad Bhagavan saririnam. Atma jasanam ivatoyam ipsitam. Hitva mahamstam yadi sajjate grihe. Tada mahatvam vayasadam patinam. Someone else. Ladies. Hare.
Hare.
The Lord.
The Lord.
He certainly. Sakshat. Directly. Bhagavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Saririnam. Of all living entities who have accepted material bodies. Atma, the life and soul, Jasanam, of the aquatics, Eva, like, Toyam, the vast water, Ipsitam, is desired, Hitva, giving up, Mahan, a great personality, Tam, him, Yadi, if, Sajate, becomes attached, Grihe, to a household life, Tada, at that time, at Mahatvam, greatness, Vayasa, by age, Dampatinam, of the husband and wife. Translation. Just as aquatics always desire to remain in the vast mass of water, all conditioned living entities naturally desire to remain in the vast existence of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, if someone very great by material calculations fails to take shelter of the Supreme Soul, but instead becomes attached to material household life, His greatness is like that of a young low-class couple. One who is too attached to material life loses all good spiritual qualities. Purport. All the crocodiles are very fierce animals. They are powerless when they venture out of the water onto land. When they are out of water, they cannot exhibit their original power. Similarly, the all-pervading Supersoul, Paramatma, is the source of all living entities, and all living entities are part and parcel of Him. When the living entity remains in contact with the all-pervading Vasudev, the Personality of Godhead, He manifests His spiritual power exactly as a crocodile exhibits its strength in the water. In other words, the greatness of the living entity can be perceived when he is in the spiritual world. When he is in the spiritual world, engaged in spiritual activities. Many householders, although well educated in the knowledge of the Vedas, become attached to family life. They are compared herein to crocodiles out of water, for they are devoid of all spiritual strength. Their greatness is like that of a young husband and wife who, though uneducated, praise one another and become attracted to their own temporary beauty. This kind of greatness is appreciated only by low-class men with no qualifications. Everyone should therefore seek the shelter of the Supreme Soul, the source of all living entities. No one should waste his time in the so-called happiness of materialistic household life. In the Vedic civilization, this type of crippled life is allowed only until one's 50th year, when one must give up family life and enter either the order of Vanaprastha, independent, retired life for cultivation of spiritual knowledge, or sannyas, the renounced order in which one completely takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agnati Mirandasya Ganagana Sarakya Shakshur Unmilitam Yanatasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Praya Krishna Prishna Bhutale Shemata Bhakti Vedanta Santanamana Namaste Sarasvata Deva Guru Hari Prachana Nivisesa. So the verse was Hariri Sakshat Bhagavan Saririnam Atma Jasanam Ivatoyam Ipsitam Hitvan Mahamstam Yadi Sajyate Grihe Tada Mahatvam Vayasa Tampatinam. Just as aquatics always desire to remain in the vast mass of water, all conditioned living entities naturally desire to remain in the vast existence of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, if someone very great by material calculations fails to take shelter of the Supreme Soul, but instead becomes attached to material household life, his greatness is like that of a young low-class couple. One who is too attached to material life loses all good spiritual qualities. Hare Krishna. Samkirtan Kidyai. What is his name? Ananta asked me to give a short, sweet class. Bhagavatam is so sweet for the spiritually ambitious devotees and people. This is, we're coming to the end of the prayer or the prayer instructions for the demons. This is a connection with Prahlad Maharaj and Nrisingadev, you know, prayers. And it's like next verse. Maybe I read that. That's no purport. I read that verse also. Then there's another section. It's okay. I do that. Okay. Probably doesn't disturb your routines too much. Okay. So text 14. Tasmad radyo. Raga visara manyu manas priha bayadi dainya dimulam itva griham samsriti shakravalam ishinga padam pareta kuto bayam iti. Therefore, O demons, give up the so-called happiness of family life and simply take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nrisingadev, which are the actual shelter of fearlessness. Entanglement in family life is the root cause of material attachment. Indefatigable desires, moroseness, anger, despair, fear, and the desire for false prestige, all of which result in the repetition of birth and death. And in case that's Hare Krishna. we can say we are coming from the countries of Melechas and Yavanas. I don't know if we're demons. The modern society is very much demonic because it's very much centered on, well, it's not even centered on on grihastha life, on household life, is just simply centered on sense gratification. In the modern latest version of human society, or so-called human society, because it's not really human society, wherein self-realization is totally neglected and kind of covered over. So, with sense gratification, that's the thing. And you should know one thing, that if you look on the TV and in the media so like that, you don't have, at least, you don't have people who's over 60 years as models or as speakers. So like, in general, people over 60 years are not so popular in newspapers and TV shows and like that. Because they're just useless. They're getting useless for sense gratification. And you know, they just get sick and complain about the diseases, and they don't consume in the way as a young people, you know, buying new things, getting new things, out running and jumping and whatever, climbing mountains and traveling here and there. Because maybe you have the old people, you have these Americans, rich Americans, going on these cruise ships around the world. That's maybe what they can consume. Okay, so, but here's an example with aquatics. Aquatics are happy in the water. Out of the water, they're not happy. That, because here Prabhupada used the example of the crocodile for some reason. Sometimes we just use the example of the story about the fish. You put him on land, you can do all kind of things to him. Actually, that's a good analogy. You can do all kind of things to the poor fish, so he shouldn't feel unhappy and alone. You can feed him all kind of things, but the point is, unless it gets back into the right element, it's not happy. So that, now of course we may say, well, we feel that when we are in this material world and this material society and these modern cities are so wonderful, we may say, well, I feel at home there. There it's my home. Maybe we think. But actually, the need for a home is inherent in the living being. So there is this longing for a home. So that we can say, thus we create homes. Grihastha, ashram, a griha, a house. But then again, there is this, a house or a room or something like that without the wife is not a home. It's just a house or a room. But once you put a wife into it, it becomes a home. It becomes homely. They start to put up curtains and paint the walls and carpets and I don't know what, vases with flowers. Yes, then it becomes a home. Prabhus, you know, they don't understand these things. They don't have, at least don't have the same feeling for it, you know. They're just practical many times. Okay, so home. But here, we feel, we like to feel at home. We like to be at home in a way. So we go for a imagine, we can, in one sense, maybe we can call it an imaginary home from the spiritual point of view. I call it spirit, imaginary. No, we're not being fully reliant. Because it's a home in which we cannot stay. Now here is hard words in hard words. Well, a little bit heavy in this purport at least. You know, Prabhupada say, you know, 50 years you should leave home. You should take sannyas before it's too late. Maybe you shouldn't take too early either, but once Shouldn't we wait too long either, because then we can weaken. Weaken body and weaken mind, and we become like Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra, yes. Dhritarashtra sits in the palace, and of course he's blind and helpless and whatever. And then his brother has to come and save him from the, what do you call, inglorious situation wherein he's living at the cost of those whom he tried to kill. And he is blind, well, that he was from birth, and then the kidneys, and kidneys, or what was it, the liver, and the teeth is falling out, or something, whatever. And then he's still hanging on. And then his brother comes, you know, get out. In the last minute, getting him out, like out of a burning house. The house is burning, yes, but it's my house. I'm attached to it. And then they say, hey, get out. No, I stay here. I like it. There was some floods some years ago in Bosnia. Maybe that was 2014. And then I said, the old people, of course, that's maybe old people. What are you going to do? Then they come and tell you, you have to get out of your house. A flood is coming. So now I stay in my house. Well, of course, for them, the point was, without my house, what's my worth? What is my life worth living in any case? So I can just better stay in the house. If the house is destroyed, I'm destroyed. Any case, you know, without that house. So that's one logic in the matter. Another thing is that they're being so attached, so that they rather stay in their house, even though the flood is coming, gonna wash the house away. So that way we can say we are called to get out of the burning house. Get out before it's too late. And then we may say, okay, and then Iskon is such a great place, there's all kind of things going on. You think, hey, Prabhu, you were supposed to come to Vrindavan to take renounce, and now you got married again with a kid or whatever. Someone is 50 years or something, you know. These kind of things happen. So, of course, that's not good. Okay, so the point was then that... at one point, you have to get out of the house in any case, okay? If you wait long enough, it will carry out. It will carry you out in a coffin. Or maybe a coffin, you know, a coffin. Or they will carry out in a stretcher. You know? Okay, he died happily in his house. Well, you don't die happily in your house. Death is not happy. Getting old and you start to lose your memory and whatever, all kind of things happens. So the idea is then this body, in one sense, we stay in it, we take care of the needs. It's also indication. Okay, that's one thing. In the Vedic culture, you did get married, but in the modern society, they don't even get married, so to say. It's just sense gratification, and thus... wasting the opportunities for self-realization. At one point or another, we will, in any case, have to get out of the home, or out of the body, out of the comfortable situation. Of course, we are living in a society that is. Point, we are living in a society that is kind of adverse to self-realization. Of course, still, they, as in Sweden, they give you a pension. What's giving you a pension, at least? Still is, let's see. So you may get a pension, but then you should take the opportunity for self-realization of the human being. Because now we are here, we are devotees, so we understand it. The people don't understand it. Then in India, of course, in one sense, it was a culture We can also say the advantage there was a culture that supported self-realization. At least there was. And maybe still is remnants of that, a culture that supports self-realization. Like still now, at least in Vraj, you walk around as a... I was in this Vraj Mandal Parikram. You know, people address you as Baba. Baba, where are you going? Or you can knock on the door. I don't know if you knock on the door, just check out the Grihasthas at lunchtime or something and ask if they have any rotis, and they say, yes, please. Or they have their house, and I was kind of... the devotees just kind of... house, and not really house, it was a small porch and whatever. They just... devotees went there, just sat down, and we take our snack here. And I thought, well, you know, we can't just walk on to someone's house like that and sit down. And then someone came, oh, here's sadhus, oh, how great. And then they called the child and said, hey, child, come here, so please bless him. So there's a different mentality. So if you ask for some help, something, you know, some chapati, something, you know, they happily supply it. Mainly, they happily supply it to the sadhus or pilgrims. So that's the beauty of where we... Of course, we haven't... Well, it could happen here also. But we are so much more locked up in our small boxes, in our small houses, in our small flats. You knock on the door and they ask, who is there? Oh no, we don't want any books here. But it could also be, if you depend on Krishna, Krishna, someone other would supply you here also. And I shouldn't speak too much, and I have to practice it myself. Okay, we should depend on Krishna. So we are fish out of water in this material world. So we want to... there is inherent feeling that we want to come home, and that actually is a feeling of coming home, back to Godhead, to the spiritual world, kind of forcefully projected into this material existence. So I read someone like, this feeling of want to come home is very strong. And then there was someone, as an example, was given... someone letting out from the prison house or something like that. And he really had no home to go to, was known, no home to go to. They just let out of the prison, the time is out, and then, okay, what do you want to do when you get out? Come home, go home. But the point is, the guy didn't have any home. But the instinct was to want to go home. So that's my point. So our spiritual instinct is that we want to go home, and that's falsely reflected in this world. No, we can take that. Yes, we want to go home. We're going to go back to Krishna, be in our right element, and then we will be strong. And then we can also say, like, being together with devotees in devotee association gives us strength. In karmi association, extensive karmi or materialistic, we may... our spiritual strength, practicing, and ideas will be undermined subtly or grossly. So therefore, at least we can say, oh nice, there's a temple. It's a spiritual world. It's a panchatattva. There's gonitayan. There's worship, and there's katha, and things like that. So that takes shelter of that home. It should be a home. Not a home for sense gratification, but for self-realization. And maybe sometimes a home, because home, it's tough to be in the home sometimes. Husband and wife's quarrels and things. And maybe between the devotees also there's maybe some quarrel or something. But still, we feel, no, this is our home, this is our place where we belong spiritually, because otherwise there's no hope. And there, in that association, in that, we give our strength, supply. Reminding each other and supporting, encouraging each other. We can come here, we can wear tilak, you don't have to worry about wearing tilak, not you're most welcome to put on tilak, or a dhoti, or shave your head or something. Whereas in other places, you feel, can I wear tilak, can I do this and that? Okay, Hare Krishna. Welcome home. Back home, back to Godhead, spiritual world. And I used to say, we have all time in the world. We have all the time in the world, but we have no time to waste. You know, we can't afford to waste time. But it's not that we don't have time. We have plenty of time, but it's just not to waste. We should use it for Krishna or for our self-realization. One way or another. Connect with Krishna, with his devotees, with our home. And then, of course, here, we are part and parcel of Krishna, and Krishna is in the heart of all living entities. So Krishna is not far away. So in one way we can say the home is not far away either. Maybe, I say, it's a matter of what direction you look. Okay, Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Right, yes.
How to put myself out of the center and, you know, really start thinking of pleasing Guru Krishna? It just seems at the moment like mission impossible, I'm afraid. And really entangled.
Yeah, well, the example he is giving of, low-class young couple. So, you may be a couple, but you should not be a low-class couple. It should be, understanding what's, and you understand, of course, what's the purpose of life and these things like that. So, we should not be low-class, we should be high-class, okay? We may be couples, we may be households, which is a high class, good class, understanding what's the point. And of course, we may just have to pray and engage in our devotional activities to our best capacity. And pray for the Lord, pray for his mercy, for the mercy of the devotees. And maybe in one sense, one way or another, keep going. And then we have, of course, we have the example of the, is that these fables from Greece, Aesop's fables, or what is it called? Aesop. And I guess there's an example there, the hare and the tortoise who compete. You know, they're going to have a competition in running, and the hare is so proud, I'm running so quickly. Who want to compete with me? And then the tortoise, okay, I compete with you. And then the tortoise crawled on in its own slow way. And the hare ran very swiftly, but then he thought, oh, it's nice, let's take a small break. And he fell asleep. But the tortoise didn't fall asleep. He kept going. That's he was successful. Successfully. As a hare, overslept. So we shouldn't oversleep, okay? That's, you know, the alarm clock starts to ring and then you can put it on snooze, what is that? But then we should be careful that when the alarm clock starts to ring, that we take caution and action. Okay, you're 50. Only 5 years more, you're 55. You're still... I mean, you get 60. When they're 50... I was told the Sweden's expression. 40s is old age of youth. 50s is the youth of old age. When you're 60, I'm sorry. You're in no way a youth. But the crazy thing is that still there's material desires, okay? That's a crazy thing. And then you get 60, and then just another 5 years, you're 65, and then you're still quite young. And then you had another 5 years, you're 70, and then, you know, you get up. Okay, Hare Krishna. Keep going. Keep chanting and associating. And take notice of the signs. Any other question or comment? Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. You said you must take sannyas before it's too late. But what is... Why somebody takes sannyas? Not enough to just live like sannyasi, or just...
What?
Just to live like sannyasi and not to...
Very good. Don't worry. Just keep going. Live the life of sannyas. Dedicate body, jnana prayasam for a sense, you know, well, devotees give up mental speculation, materialistic speculation, I could say. Don't worry about taking sannyas. Just dedicate body, mind, and words to the narrations of the Lord, to the service of the Lord. And in that way you will conquer the unconquerable one. But it is mentioned here, sannyas, the traditionalist, is mentioned vanaprastha also. So, no, it's perfectly fine. Just stay as you are, but dedicate your body, mind, and words to the service of the Lord. And that means the hearing and chanting and this specifically. And then other things also we do. We need some practical engagement. That's link. We have this youthful body. We want to do something. Do it, and if we can do something for Krishna with our body and bodily strength, and great. But if we, the chanting and hearing should be there. So, yes. Now, sannyas in ISKCON is very much for the sake of preaching. For the preaching has a great sense and a great... So that if it supports your preaching, we can say if it supports your preaching and spreading Krishna consciousness, good. Otherwise, it's not very important. Important is that the soul dedicates itself to the service of the Supreme Soul. And that is not dependent on external... This is still a kind of external designation. Okay? Good. Hare Krishna. Good. Time is over. It's Sunday. Great day for self-realization. And it's a sunny day. And we can watch the sun and say Hare Krishna. Surya Narayan Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.